Too Bright to Hear, Too Loud to See by Julian Gary. Narrated by Dan Butler. We are able to find everything in our memory, which is like a dispensary or chemical laboratory in which chance steers our hand sometimes to a soothing drug and sometimes to a dangerous poison. Marcel Proust, In Search of Lost Time. I wondered if a memory is something you have or something you've lost. Woody Allen, Another Woman. First, willing suspension of disbelief. That's what they call it in the movies. Like the story about how each procedure will be over in less than a minute, and how you won't feel a thing. How you may be foggy for a while, but in the end you'll be better. You'll be whole. I want that. So I suspend my disbelief. I let them hook me up, willingly. And then they give me something. And when I close my eyes, I am neither asleep nor awake, but rather suspended in the dark, somewhere between the two. Willingly suspended. Watching. I feel my eyelids being taped shut and hear the gentle hum of the electricity. I have no choice but to give in and let the story tell itself. Los Angeles, 1984. California is a no-fault state. Nothing is ever anyone's fault. It just is, day after day, until it kills you. Automatic sprinkler clicks on.